in a peculiar position. I assure you, it's no fun at all. Because I'm a woman, I find to my grief, my co-workers cling to the age-old belief that my intellect's necessarily brief. And it ain't so. I'm a female physicist. I'm a petticoated PhD. I'm a curious anomaly. In other fields, woman finds a domain. It's a masculine world when it comes to the brain. She may be pretty, or she may be plain. I have tried very hard to be useful. They ignore me completely, I fear. I've acquired with study a PhD's hood, but here in the lab, why, it does me no good. The assumption I'm queer is well understood, and it ain't so. I'm a female physicist. I'm a petticoated PhD. I'm a 9 days wonder. I'm a curious anomaly. In other fields, woman finds a domain. It's a masculine world when it comes to the brain. She may be pretty, she may be plain. It's a man's world.
Sing, hey, nanny, no, for natural science. If I can't have it pure, I'll take the appliance. It's subtly aesthetic, it's peripatetic, it's highly frenetic, a bit diuretic. So sing to me, honey, with hey, nanny, nanny, and pay me off with bio, physico, geo, astro, psycho, chemical, zoological money. Now, what can we say for the giddy humanities? It's clear that they cater to frivolous vanities. They show no maturity, give us no surety, boast of their purity, love their penurity. I'm sure that they're liable in hell to be friable. I'll stick close to my bio, physico, geo, astro, psycho, chemical, zoological Bible. Can be said for the science as social. Their bite is as meek as their bark is ferocious. To live like a mystic on half a statistic and to love the heuristic is unrealistic and masochistic, anachronistic, and communistic. So to hell with inflation, the state of the nation. Just feed me the bio, physico, geo, astro, psycho, chemical, logical ration. Don't tempt me with lucre, don't woo me with glory, but batten my hatch in my own laboratory, where the rule is to frolic with cures of the Moloch and get alcoholic and logic symbolic. So sing a while a hula with sweet molecule, and slip me quick the bio, physical, geo, astro, you know, the green stuff with Alexander Hamilton's picture on it that the AEC throws around. Zoological moolah.
While I speak of my own digestion, I'd like to specify that the liberal arts and I are striving towards a far heavenly goal. We have needs more than mortal, and each palate is a portal that opens not to stomach, but to soul. Cravings inner are not those that call to dinner, but the ones that put us into a creative mood. We are perfectly contented with whatever is presented before us in the way of bourgeois food. We are perfectly contented with whatever is presented before us in the way of bourgeois food. So we'll please the inner man with a song from the pipes of Pan, and satisfy our stomachs with a hard, dry roll, as we sit in our ivory tower directing our earthly power towards an ethereal, abstract, immortal, heavenly goal. Now we envy you no jot for the money that you've got. We're now aware of all the troubles money brings. While you eat your fancy victuals, we'll enjoy our beer and skittles, and our souls will never stoop to mundane things. While you eat your fancy victuals, we'll enjoy a beer and skittles, and our souls will never stoop to.
To take exception to my colleague's clear conception. I'd like to specify that the scientists and I have the same far-off immortal aim. We eat a little more red meat than our friends across the street, and our budgetary troubles are the same. The humanities are lucky, for if only they'll be plucky, they're assured of fame in some far future time. While the busy man of science with his worldly misalliance, he must make the most of pleasures in his prime.
He must make the most of pleasures in his prime.
In his prime?
He must make the most of pleasures in his prime.
Yes, the busy man of science with his worldly misalliance, he must make the most of pleasures in his prime. Now the cyclotron's expense is tremendously immense, not to mention all our other work as well. But the money is essential to achieve our full potential and to make the world a better place to dwell. Now money's evil taint might corrupt us, but it ain't, and we call our souls our own against them all. So the money that we covet, we don't covet, 'cause we love it, and it does our wives no slightest good at all.
No, it does their wives no slightest good at all.
None at all.
It does their wives no slightest good at all.
So the money that we covet, we don't covet, 'cause we love it, and it does our wives no slightest good at all.
And now that they've seen their dilemma, we have found the ideal remedy. You take the art, you take the gold, each other's place you'll never, never hold. You take the gold, you take the art, you'll never, never take each other's part.
You take the art, you take the gold, each other's place you'll never, never hold. You take the gold, you take the art, you'll never, never take each other's part.
The world demands that all our hands be dedicated to the proper part, to the proper part, to the proper part, to the proper part.
You take the art, you take the gold, each other's place you'll never, never hold. You take the gold, you take the art, you'll never, never take each other's part.
You take the gold.
You take the art.
You take the art.
you take the gold.
You take the gold.
You take the art, you take the gold. Each other's place you'll never, never hold. You take the gold, you take the art. You'll never take each other's part.
There's a place for every man, and every man in his place. There's a place for every man, and every man in his place.
There's a proper order of things that we simply can't efface.
There's a place for every man, and every man in his place.
There's a genteel, generous order of things that we simply can't efface. There's a genteel, generous order of things that we simply can't efface.
You take the gold.
You take the art.
You take the gold.
You take the art.
You take the art.
You take the art.
There's a place for every man, and every man in his place. There's a place for every man, and every man in his place.
You take the art, you take the gold, each other's place you'll never, never hold. You take the gold, you take the art, you'll never, never take each other's part.
There's a proper order of things that we simply can't efface.
There's a proper order of things that we simply can't efface.
There's a genteel, generous, rich and penurous, women and menorous, order of things that we simply can't efface. There's a genteel, generous, rich and penurous, women and menorous, now and venerous, base and tenorous, genteel, generous, rich and penorous, women and menorous, now and venerous, base and tenorous, order of things that we simply can't efface.
Taught to handle money.
A scientist can learn if he takes care.
An artsman spending money just looks funny.
A cyclotron cannot be run on air.
The sciences are back, I see. I fear they're back to stay. So I'll pretend it's okay with me and give them a hip hip hooray.
It was Shakespeare who said it, and you ought to know it. Who steals my purse, steals trash. So you can be keepers of keys to the poet, while we keep the keys to the cash.
My husband and I will frugally dine each night in our ivory tower, drinking an adequate little red wine made of grapes slightly sour.
The humanities will still be there when all the rest is dust. So give three cheers and a hip hooray for the sciences all, if you must.
We'll eat our fill of Pepperidge Farm while reading the Times and the Nation. And in winter, the fires that keep us warm will be those of artistic creation.
We'll attract lots of students to physics and chem, and you'll teach them language and lit. It doesn't harm us, and it doesn't harm them, and you get the fringe benefit.
So let's give three cheers for the sciences all, and three for the liberal arts. Taken together, we find the whole is more than the sum of its parts.
There is nothing but joy in our hearts.
There is nothing but joy
as we all get off to the
old star.
So let's give three cheers and a hip hip hooray for the College of Liberal Arts. Now your organizational charts. What a bright golden light he imparts. Now there are no more broken hearts. So give three cheers and a hip hooray for the College.
College of Liberal, College of Liberal, College of Liberal Arts.
Sing Melly.